We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show. End of the show. Dun, 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 dun. That's pretty good.
Hey, welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and beyond every weekday morning from the big radio program. I'm Gregor, of course, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, news. I also host the full 90 Extra Time podcast, back with more episodes this week. As I say, I'm feeling great, but I don't know how the hell I'm feeling today. I traveled to see my family. That was weird. I found out that the Walkman is 40 years old. Older than me. Loving that. What a week. I went to go see my father in New Mexico. I've been gone for a few days. Thanks for bearing with me. And that was something else. My dad's in a nursing home. He's quite elderly. And so he spends all of his time just watching the same political, awful news channel. That's it. I can't imagine that. But the plus side for me is that I'm busy looting his house. The stuff that I want. Terrible, terrible human being. Hey, if I have to run the finances, then I get to take the Bose speakers and bring them home. They look great on my shelf, too. I hope you had a great weekend. Huge Sounders win with their B squad playing. Maybe C squad. They brought up a bunch of kids. One guy's 16. He held his own, though. It's really cool. Danny Leva is his name. You can find out more again with the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. Look that up. Give it a listen. Subscribe. I love that podcast. Me and Brandon have such a fun time with that. So one of the things about that is seeing family is that, you know, if your family can talk to you in ways that other people can't without maybe starting a fist fight. There's something, like, nice about that, I guess, at least in my family. Like, my older brother, he's 13 years older than me. He just says what he wants at all times. It doesn't seem to care in front of the family, right? But we were having breakfast, and he, you know, the thing that, if you have one kid, the thing that people ask is, like, when are you going to have a second? And I said, yo, you give me $2,100 for 60 months, sure. And he goes, yeah, I mean, I've done worse with my money, okay. I'm sorry, what? Now, my brother is a successful banker, okay? So that's a lot of money. $2,100 is like a mortgage for a lot of people, especially he lives in Indiana. I'm sure that buys a very nice house there. 30 months, I said. $2,100 for 30 months is $60,000. That's crazy. So he says, okay. And I'm like, yeah. So I text my wife, like, yo, you want to, you know. She did not say yes, to be fair, but I think she wants a second kid a lot. So 3 hours later, I'm hanging out with my brother and he goes, why is $2,100 keeping you from having a kid? And I was like, ah, dang it. That's $2,100 a month for 30 months, bro. That's $60,000. He's like, hard pass. So for about 3 hours, I thought I was going to be even more stressed out than I currently am. How many people a year get eaten by sharks, I wonder? It seems like that's like a big terrifying thing. We made movies about it and stuff. People cut sharks up in the water and get all scared and everything. And rightfully so, I mean, they could eat you. But like, do you think as many people get eaten by tigers as they do sharks? I bet you it's more sharks. But it turns out that we're dying way more from something way stupider.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Turns out that selfies are more deadly than shark attacks. Yeah. People do really dumb stuff to get a photo of themselves in crazy places or doing dangerous things. And since 2012, a study found that people, mostly dudes, died snagging a selfie 5 times more often than humans become land snacks for sharks. Oh, we can have seafood again. Nope, we're going out for human. Now, sorry I missed it yesterday. I'm a bad friend, I know. But happy 40th birthday to the Sony Walkman. Even older than I am! Now look, I miss mixtapes. Way harder than a streaming playlist. put some real effort in. The Walkman changed the game, letting humans take the songs we want, where we want, and for relatively cheap. And without all the skipping of a Discman that would follow it years later. And finally, the U.S. Women's National Team play England in a World Cup semifinal today at noon. Beer for lunch? Yeah, beer for lunch.
You just got news.
At the time of recording, the Women's National Team has not played. I'm very excited. I wish that just as a country, we didn't have to make everything political and we could just be excited about the U.S. Women's National Team being so far in the Women's World Cup. And be excited by the fact that they, like, generate more revenue than the men's team. Should get paid equally, all that stuff. But unfortunately, it's like, if you're on this side, you gotta hate soccer because that one lady's being mean to the guy. It was pretty cool after my show on Thursday when I left, NASA announced that Saturn's moon Titan will be NASA's next solar system destination. I'm just gonna put this out there right now. I just want you, in your mind, to know that BBC America in 3 weeks is going to debut a show called The Planets. It's by this guy called Professor Brian Cox. He's incredible. He's an astrophysicist. He used to be in a touring rock band. Amazing. Some English guy. Someone said once that he's like the Neil deGrasse Tyson of England. I get what they're getting at because he like talks space science to humans, but it's totally different. This guy's way less of like a nerd. Neil deGrasse Tyson's awesome. I've seen him live and everything, but anyway, get that, like, in, I want that rattling around in your brain. The Planets is coming, and they're going to talk all about this. But, you know, probably in, like, another billion years, the sun is going to be, it's going to start running out of fuel, and it's going to expand significantly, and it's going to, like, eat the Earth and stuff. And suddenly the gas giants out there, assuming they don't, like, change composition from the heat. Maybe Titan is where we can live, is what I'm trying to say. So, you're a billion years away from something. I don't know. I got so mad today at somebody about nerd talk. There's a guy, a Seattle guy, who has a cat. Rescued a cat, right? And the cat, it likes to go rat hunting. And he's got a cat door. Now, lots of people get cats. My wife got a cat because there was mice in her New York City apartment. And you put a cat in a place and suddenly there's no more mice. Either by chomp or threat, they move to the, you know, probably the neighbor's house or something. That sucks. But this guy got a cat. It turns out that the cat loves rats, but the problem with cats that love rats is that they catch the rats and they bring them and they drop them on your chest while you're sleeping as a some sort of gift or something. And well, he's an Amazon engineer, and he put his engineering brain to use, taught himself some new skills, and he made a way to keep the rats out.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A Seattle Amazon engineer has used artificial intelligence to make a smart cat door that won't let his kitty bring dead things into the house. The camera can recognize if the cat's coming or going, and if it's coming back in, whether or not it's got a dead thing hanging from its mouth. If the answer is yes, it locks the door for 15 minutes, kitty has to run away, and then it texts him to be like, yo, your cat's being nasty.
Dude, that's not your cat being nasty. Those are presents, and you're being rude.
It's time for NASA news.
The nerds at NASA fired their new Orion crew capsule into low altitude this morning to test the launch abort system. Well, that sounds illegal in Alabama. Should something go wrong, it shoots the crew capsule away from the rocket, hoping to keep the humans inside from becoming cooked. It worked, and that means we're now one step closer to returning to the moon. And finally, Google Maps is going to start giving you info on how crowded it is on the bus or train you're standing around waiting to board. It's also adding real-time delay info to the schedule. Oh, okay, apps have been trying this for years, and usually mine just ends up saying that the next bus is minus 3 minutes away. Oh, what is this, a ghost bus?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I'm going to read a text message. I think I know who it's from. I'm going to read it anyway. Says, so great, they figured out how to stop cats from bringing in dead animals. What we really need is efficient local recycling. Let's figure that out. Listen, this is one guy in his free time trying to keep his house rat carcass free. Okay? You have enough time to text message this freaking stream complaining. You go figure out the recycling. Quit complaining and expecting other people to get it done.
I said, it's one guy in his free time, not Amazon, the organization. They respond, totally, and pretty cool. Now imagine if he used the AI to detect different types of plastic instead. Let's take the instead away. He had to learn how to do this, so he learned a skill. Let's change it to, and now imagine if he used the AI to detect different types of plastic, period. Oh, great idea. Maybe he could learn and use his new skill to do something positive. But people in their free time have to be allowed to do things. As a civilization, we're never, like, no one is ever going to drop all of the terrible things that happen in order to not destroy the resources that we have. It's just not going to happen. We have to be practical in our approach to dealing with these things. Yeah, we need local recycling. We need a system for doing that. But, like, you can't say, go to your work for 10 hours a day and then come home and don't do anything except for focus on what the world needs. It's a generational issue. It's not saying, unfortunately, that we're not going to solve these problems in overnight. You're going to need tons of engineers who have tons of engineering ideas, who over time, through ideology shift, we change our minds about something. We decide that we need to care about the climate. And then these tons of engineers that came up during that time, a generation from now, hopefully there'll be enough people that are smart enough and have made rat sensing AI that we can stop the decline that we're in. But let's be clear, if it's too late now and we're going to go in 5 or 10 years, that's too late. Okay, like, you're not, unless there's like an imminent threat, read the book Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson. It's awesome. And like, unless you find out that in 18 months the world is going to end and we focus all of our science on it, until we have like definitive, like there's an asteroid coming, what are we going to do? End of the show, show.
End of the show, show. For show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.